This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 185.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray, and we are broadcasting live from Fuddruckers in Houston, Texas.
Fuddruckers. Yeah, we're here, and it's actually a fundraiser thing that we're going to do. What's this about?
Apparently Fuddruckers will, if you set it up, will donate 10% of whatever you come in and spend that night to your charity. You just have to fill out a bunch of paperwork and send it in and send it back to them, and they give you a coupon to use. So we got a bunch of these coupons printed out and invited everybody that we could on the emailing list and the Bear Dinner Group to come eat here at Fuddruckers tonight. And what all they buy, 10% of it supposedly goes to Hatch.
Yeah, it's something I just needed to print. I printed three just in case we have a lot. So yeah, this might be a good idea for groups.
Yeah.
Maybe my softball team can do this.
Well, I think it has to be a 501(c), but you can ask Mr. Gay after we get through taping. He can give you all the details. He set it up.
Oh, okay, cool. So we can do that.
But this is the easiest fundraising I've ever done. I come in, buy something to eat, and sit down, and my fundraising part is done.
And no one has to talk. And no one has to co-host. No one has to host the show.
Or nobody has to wash cars. Or
nobody has to wear drag.
So, exactly.
But there are no strippers.
Well, we don't know yet. The night's early, so.
Oh, okay.
Of course, a couple of the boys behind the counter could strip anytime.
That's right. I think we're expecting about 20 plus, 20, 30.
I'm helping a little bit more.
So
Carlos is handing out the coupons to everybody that walks in the door. So
yeah, I printed a lot, so yeah. I hope it's good. Okay, so what's going on? Well, I have stories to tell about San Francisco. And how about you? Let's go.
I have no stories to tell about San Francisco because I don't ever get to go anywhere.
Why not? You should have gone.
Because we work outside. Well, I'm going to Austin this weekend, but that's for one day, yeah.
Okay.
Going out for a birthday party.
Oh, okay. So, last weekend, what did you guys do?
Jose Lara's birthday party.
Happy birthday, Jose.
It was Saturday night, so we did a surprise birthday party for him, which was his first surprise birthday party ever.
Ever.
Wow. He was all excited about that. And then we went to Tony's Corner Pocket after that for the Bear Social, and it poured rain all night and got cold.
Oh, no.
And, but we still had a good time. We had about 20 people show up, and a bunch of people hung out for Jose's birthday. And then later on tonight, about midnight, we rolled over the ripcord, and it was dead.
Well,
so
it's really, there's nothing really, even though it's supposedly a President's Day today. No, yesterday.
That was Monday.
Yesterday, yeah, Monday.
Yeah, and still Sunday night it was busy, apparently, because Mr. Ryle can fill you in on that, because he was out last night with Jose. So.
Oh, okay.
Or excuse me, Sunday night with Jose.
Do we have do we still have the beer bus thing? No.
Yes.
Oh, we did.
March 3rd, I think it's the first Sunday in March.
Oh, we're gonna do that. Oh yeah. Well, let me see. What happened to me last week? I came from IBR, International Beer Rendezvous in San Francisco, but I was only there for Thursday, which is the band, you know, at the San Francisco Eagle Tavern. And watch the Future Villain Band. You guys may have checked out episode 184 already. And yeah, that's just what we did. I watched it Thursday, and I did the gayest thing besides anal sex.
You did the gayest thing besides anal sex.
Yeah.
What, you dressed up as Tammy Faye?
No. I watched Barry Manilow. Barry Manilow, because I got the info from my cousin. She told me that, why don't you come with us, watch Barry Manilow with us? Okay, so I kind of asked my friends. It's gonna be a gay thing. It's very gay, but we went there. $10 tickets, very cheap. I think they're targeting the the seniors, because, you know, he's in his 60s already, so probably his
well, he's
audience.
He's 43, so.
He's what? 1943?
He's born 1943.
Yeah, he's got to be in his 60s. Oh, what do you have there? Okay.
So.
Oh, you have a...
I got some information on him, so we'll go ahead and finish your story, and then we can talk about all the bio stuff.
Okay, so yeah, Barry Manilow, he went there, and it's at the HP Pavilion in San Jose, so we drove all the way, the long, long way. It was hard to look for it at first. And then he sang the classics. He sang his usual songs, Mandy, and...
He sang the song that made the young girls cry?
Yeah, that's it. That's right, yeah. And people were crying. Oh, my God. The straight couples in front of me, they were all crying. Some of them were just sniffing. They were sniffing their nose because they were crying.
Well, that's, back in the day, that was their, those were their songs.
Oh,
so.
God. Yeah, I know.
You got to think, he really came up in the mid-70s.
Yes, that's right.
So that's when he was real popular. That's when he first came on the scene, and that whole age crowd is starting to retire now.
That's right. So that's why there are $10 tickets. But they're all nosebleed.
Yeah.
So I don't know if any senior citizens would really go up there, so I don't think so. But, yeah, there were another... Okay, either they're straight couples, or they are Filipinos. Lots and lots of Filipinos, hundreds and thousands, I think, because it's a classic. Barry Manilow is a classic in the Philippines.
Yeah.
It's very popular in karaoke, of course, and you can never take away a microphone from a guy, from a Filipino guy, singing karaoke.
All right, we're wrong, mate. We're railroad ring.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, that or they're gay. So there are many gay people who went there singing along.
Yeah.
And
well, he sold out at the rodeo here when he came. Was it last year? The year before last?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was here?
He was here at the rodeo. It sold out.
Oh, really? See, there you go. He's really that popular. But anyway, so he was... Okay, he did a... I don't know if it's gay, but it's very sexual comment. Because his microphone was drooping down. He was saying, you know, what is this microphone stand? There's something wrong with it. It's drooping down. I never had a problem with that like that. So... And, oh, I'm sorry. He was saying sorry to the audience because he, you know, he did...
Well, he's always had a very clean act.
Yeah, always a clean act, but any kind of anything sexual, he has to apologize.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. But yeah, it was fun. I had fun. I know you guys listening, you might say it's so gay, or maybe you guys are fandalos or fagulos. I don't know, but if you like it, then, hey, Sean is here. Yeah, and yeah, we watched.
Yes.
It's Sean. Yep, he is. Anyway, so yeah, that's what we did Friday. And then that's about it. I did pass by the IVR vendor mall. And I saw Chris. I told you about it, right? Chris Spittledoo. Yeah. Probably later you'll hear the audio.
Oh, the one that was laughing about my poem to Casey Duffel?
That's right, yeah. We did
that. I do not bottle Casey. I'm not a bottom Casey Duffel. I am.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Dr. Seuss version. Yes. Oh, no. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so that's what we did. And, yeah, I came home. I was there because of family, really.
Right.
Honestly, it's really because of family.
I'm sure Maynard worked out to have his brother come to the States just the same time IBR was going.
Yeah, that's right. No, I was there. Just so happened it's IBR, so I went. It was fun. And I got to hang out with Glenn, Future Villain Band. It's awesome. And I met the guys from Cyber Bears and Daddy Hunt. So you guys are going to hear some audio from, Bear City. Spittledoo. Chris from Phoenix is the one handling the table for Bear City. So
he was
there. Yeah, he was there. So we talked about it, and he's gonna be in the show. So maybe later when we take a break, yeah, you'll hear his audio. Okay. So after that, he just went home. He just went home. Flew back to Houston, and I found something very romantic. I don't know if you saw the pictures, but I didn't know Mike came over this weekend. Nobody knew. He left notes because it was Valentine's weekend, Valentine's Day last Thursday, and I'm in San Francisco. He drove all the way from New Orleans to Houston to our house, and he left small notes, those love notes, saying, you know, Pookie, Sweetie Pie, you know, those love notes. They're about
clean the shower.
Clean the shower. He said there are about 102 small notes like that scattered all over the house. It's very sweet, and yeah, so.
So this means you got to clean the house to make sure you find all of them.
That's right. That's probably a hint.
Yeah.
He gave me a science fiction book, and he gave me he gave me a lot of stuff, and yeah, it's chocolates. It's very sweet, very Valentine-ish. So, thank you, Mikey, for listening. I love you.
Aww.
Okay. Cue the aww. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. That's the whole weekend. That's what I've been doing.
That's cool.
Okay, that's
For Valentine's, we went to the Melting Pot.
And, oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about that. With
Clay and Chris, and had a very good dinner. And all the straight people that sat around the table at us kind of kept staring at us.
Why?
I guess because four guys at a restaurant like that with couples on Valentine's Day all the time.
How's it going?
Pretty good. They thought it was strange, so we just carried on and ignored them. So.
Oh, okay. Strange to have big guys eating in one place, something like that. No.
Well, no, I don't think it's the big guys. I think it's four guys together celebrating Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay, that kind.
And everybody else is male, female couple. So.
Oh, okay. There was no making out or anything, right? No. Oh, Chad was there. Anyway, so okay, we're gonna take a break and we're gonna play some audio from IBR.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
It's recording now.
Oh, that's cool as hell, man.
Hey, everyone, this is Nard, and I'm here podcasting live on IBR here in San Francisco. And I'm here with Chris from
what's
Phoenix.
What's going on, guys? I'm Chris.
He's one of the listeners, and it's great to see him again. I've always known you in Houston.
In Houston, yeah. I grew up there and was born in Beaumont, lived in Houston until, I don't know, for 25 years or so. So, but yeah, I love Houston. Ripcord.
Yeah. Ripcord, yeah. We were recording there a few times before. It's great. So you're here in what capacity? I mean, you're here for...
I'm actually helping out David Cohen of BearCity.com. He's a friend of mine. I really like his format, so we came over here to basically work the Bear City booth at the IBR event here. And basically just letting people know about the new IM that's on.
I love it. I've tried it before.
Super quick.
Yeah, it's really quick. I love it.
Yeah. Super quick. And also that a lot of people are just finding out about the My Types. And I think the other big feature that people just starting to show is that your profile automatically shows up wherever you have an event scheduled in your calendar.
Yeah.
So you don't have to update a travel to location or, you know, wait a day with a blank profile. It just automatically appears in your hometown and wherever you're going to be in your calendar.
Yeah. I like it whenever we chat on there sometimes. Yeah. And I get some messages from a couple of friends through there.
I actually found out about your podcast through
the BearCity.com.
Yeah,
it's awesome. I mean, I've worked with David Cohen, and it's a really great guy. And I hope. You think he's going to be there at the TBR next month?
Oh, he'll absolutely be at TBR. In fact, you know, another thing, IBR just used our Event Planner Pro, which is, I'm sure you guys, a lot of your listeners are involved in groups.
Mm-hmm.
So check on our eventplannerpro.com, and it is a full service pre-market postcards, the online registration, and post-event surveys. All for free that the events can use for registration.
You know what? Surveys are always important.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
You know, the people change from year to year on who's involved. And you've got to run with the momentum that you've already built up. So on our site, on that Event Planner Pro, you can actually get the feedback of what happened on all the surveys that happened the year before. Sometimes people use SurveyMonkey or other things like that, but you have to have a username and handle that people aren't willing to share, you know, from year to year because it's your personal one.
But with the Event Planner, TBR is using that, I remember, and it's really great. I think even BearWatch.
BearWatch, TBRU, IBR, IML, they're all doing it. There are lots of guys in the, this talk was quite a few events. Spring Thaw is interested in it, Oktoberfest, and there are quite a few of the words getting out really quickly of how easily how easy it is to work with David and the event planner Pro and just basically get a three-headed monster, which is, you know, the hardest thing about a bear event is where you're going to do it, like the hotel, the entertainment, and the registration. So trying to make that, he's done it really, really efficiently. Make it really easy for those guys.
Yeah. I think you only pay shipping or something like that.
Only pay shipping, yeah. What it is a, it's a credit card size name badge that you give us the images, and on the front of it you've got your event name, your name, your handle, where you're from, and then it also has, like, we've got sponsor badges and different level of membership. Like, so if you're a sponsor or if you're a vendor, we've also got the you know, different memberships they pay for, like bronze or gold or platinum, you know, that kind of stuff. So it helps distinguish. There's a party going on, obviously, in the vendor mall.
Yeah. It's pretty loud.
Let's go to the back room.
Yeah, let's go to the back room. Let's do it there. Yeah, actually, I think it beats Kinko's a lot.
Don't tease me.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to go down on Chris. Okay.
All right, we're back.
We're back. Okay. We're done.
Did you edit that out?
Yeah, okay. Okay, so yeah, actually, it's a great way for clubs to use.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, and the way we see it is, you know, you raise the tide, more ships can sail. So we got really good at, or David made it, I should say, did a really great job of making all your promotional material where maybe people don't have an expertise, but they've got the network. So you got all the promotional material to make your event a full-blown thing. And how it works is 20% of that promotional material goes towards marketing other events and BearCity.com or the Virtual City Network.
Virtual City Network.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, guys, check out Event Planner Pro.
Event Planner Pro. And that's, you can pre-register for the LeatherCity.com or MailCity.com. That's MailCity.com. And, pre-register for the other sites. And, obviously, we don't regenerate somebody's profile with another URL. Yeah. We allow people to opt in. You don't have to opt out. So,
are you going to TBR next month?
No, you're can't not? Make it. I wish I could. I actually just accepted a job yesterday, or actually two days ago. They called me up, and probably will be moving over to the. I'm going to be working in the Castro Valley. So if you have any subscribers or listeners that know where I should live if I work in the Castro Valley, shoot me an email at spittledo, that's SPITILDO, at gmail.com, or you can just hit me up on BearCity.com /spittledo.
Spittledo.
Yeah, you run out of lube.
Why spittledo? Why spittledo? Why? Is there a history on that?
You run out of lube, spittledo.
Oh! Oh, God. Spittledo.
Oh,
okay,
it's quick and dirty, just like we like it.
I see. Okay, so yeah, spittledo on BearCity, guys. Check out Chris.
Thanks,
and
Nard.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Man, I love you guys.
All right.
And what's up, Ray?
Oh, Ray. Ray's gonna bottom next time.
I don't want to. I heard his Casey Dipple ride. That was so hilarious.
Yeah, I know.
And what's up, all you guys in Houston? I holding it down over there. So, yeah.
Okay, guys. So yeah, check him out. Spittledo on Bear City, guys.
Okay,
we're back. Okay, what do we have here?
Well, I got some information on Mr. Barry Manilow.
Born
Barry Allen Hincus.
Hincus?
Yep,
Hincus.
Okay. June 17th, 1943. He has worldwide sales of more than 75 million records. He is ranked as the top adult contemporary chart artist of all time.
Top?
According to R&R Radio and Records and Billboard magazines. He's released 30 albums in his career. And here's something I found interesting, because I always thought he was kind of gay.
He is gay. Oh, my God.
But in 1964, he married his high school sweetheart
for
Susan Dexler. Okay. But this is what the thing on Wikipedia said.
Oh, yeah.
Manilow's devotion to his musical interests caused tension in the marriage. When he was 22, he sought advice about whether to take up music full-time from a column in Playboy magazine, which published his letter in December of 1965 issue.
I wasn't born yet.
It recommended that he go sow your notes. So on January 6, 1966, Manilow and Dexter, his wife, signed an annulment decree she filed after he asked for a divorce.
She did, okay.
Yeah,
she
so they divorced, yeah. Because he wanted to pursue music. Now, guess where he got his start at with music? Mm-hmm. Manilow's association with Bette Midler began at the Continental Baths in New York City. He accompanied her and other artists on piano from 1970 to 1971. And Bette Midler chose Manilow to assist with the production of her first two albums, The Divine Miss M in 1972 and Bette Midler 1973.
I was just born there. Okay.
Yeah. So he worked with her for 4 years. So that's where he got a start would be... was with Bette Midler in the bathhouse of New York.
I told you.
So I thought that was very interesting on Barry Manilow.
Yeah. So. Any of you guys...
But he's always been very clean cut. He's worked in TV. I mean, if you go look at his bio, the stuff that he's done, the musicals he's written, the number of shows that he's sold out, I think it said Radio City Music Hall for 10 nights straight. That's the world record for Radio City Music Hall being sold by one performer.
Wow.
Completely sold out. So, I mean, everybody laughs about him, but he's had a lot of accomplishments. So.
Yeah. People would say, you know, people are fanlos or, you know, it's very gay, but he is a very impressive artist. And like I said, when I watched the concert, it's really very reminiscent of high school or grade school. I was listening to these songs when I was young, so it's awesome. So if you guys are fanalos, let us know. Alright, that's next topic. What do you have?
What you got in your Netflix queue?
Netflix, what do I have? I'm trying to recall. Oh, I have Monk. Monk is if you guys I had the first season already. I already watched it, but now I'm on the second season. I still haven't watched it, and it's actually, you know, the guy who's a very has a very bad OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. So it's very interesting, and I haven't watched the one now because I've been out of town. But the other one, I do two at a time. So the other one is To Kill a Mockingbird. Yeah, it's, you know...
The original one?
The original movie, I think, yeah.
With,
Decker, that's right. What is it? Forgot the name.
Crap.
Oh, shit. What's the name, guys? You guys know, I don't know. Gregory Peck?
Gregory Peck.
There you go.
Gregory Peck.
Remember Pecker. So. Okay, Gregory Peck. Yeah, so, yeah. I still have to watch that, you know. And that's pretty much it. And I've been watching online stuff. You know, Netflix does that. You can watch it online. Play it there, unlimited every year. Whatever
movie
they
have. It's the elusive Jerry Tumlin.
It's the Jerry. Hi, Jerry. Jerry.
Not normally seen in this habitat.
Yeah, he's not.
But he's at. But.
Hi, Jerry.
We're just messing with you.
We're just messing with you.
Say hi to the podcast world.
They know this is not a video, so they can't see me.
Yeah, that's right.
My natural habitat.
Uh-huh, okay. Okay, so Ray, what do you have?
Let's see. I got Dish 2 of The Lair.
Okay.
Which is, if you have nothing else better to watch and you like hot, muscle-clad vampires having softcore sex all through this so-called show, rent it. If you don't like
rent.
If you don't like that, then don't rent it because it ain't worth the time.
Oh,
because the storyline sucks. But the guys are cute to look at when they're half naked, and you do see cock. So
okay,
but it's like softcore porn. So,
but soft porn doesn't show cock.
This does.
This does.
Yes.
Okay.
So a lot of naked, hot, low muscle Twinkie boys.
Okay.
Of course, I got Prison Break Season 2, Disc 5 showed up today.
I never got into that.
Well, John loves it, so we're watching it. And it's actually pretty good.
He likes it because of the guys, or he likes the story?
Just the story. So he likes the story. Of course, I like watching Wentworth Miller and Dominic Purcell, so, you know, they're pretty hot. Mm-hmm. And William Fichtner, I just realized after I was looking up some stuff today that I've met him before.
What?
His mother is an actress.
Okay.
Famous actress. And I met him when I worked at the Brookshire Theater Festival back in college. Okay. He was there with his mother.
So they're college mates.
So that was very interesting. And he'd done something at that point, too, I think, if I'm not confusing him with somebody else. So.
Okay. Must be a screen name. Who knows?
Yeah. So, and then I just got Beastly Boys, which is about, let's see, when his twin sister is violently murdered in her home, a vengeful brother vows to track down the killers who robbed him of his only sibling and make them pay for the crime at any cost. But is cashing in his own soul for a fair price, and once more can he afford it? And of course, I rented this because it was filmed by David Duchovny, which does a bunch of homoerotic films that's usually laden with hot little Twinkie muscle boys.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the reasons I got it. And he kind of pays...
Beastly Boys.
Yeah, Beastly Boys. So, and I'm sure it's not worth the time of day, but I'm sure the eye candy's worth it, so...
Recording right now. Hi, Dave.
So that's what I've got in my Netflix right now, so...
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Say hi to the listeners. Hello.
Hey, listeners.
Hello, it's Dave. Okay. Did you come alone? You have a lot of friends? Joe here? No?
No, he's in Austin.
Oh, okay.
He wished he was here, but he couldn't be here.
Let me ask him. Do you have Netflix?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But you know, you have like Netflix, then you got your cable, and you got TiVo, and you got DVR, and then you got movies, and you got all these on-demand things.
Yeah.
It's like entertainment overload.
Yeah. We're just going over what we have and probably this, you know, discussing what we have.
Yeah.
In front of you. You're gonna be here for the dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Alright. So, okay. Alright. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Yeah.
I'll get back to you. Okay, so, let's continue.
But, guess what I saw this weekend?
Oh, a movie.
Movie.
Alright, what are you guys watch?
Jumper.
Oh, shit. I still haven't watched that. I want to watch it. Is it really good?
John didn't like it. I liked it. I thought it was a good storyline. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't anything incredible, but it was pretty good. It had a good story.
Okay.
And it left it open for sequels, and it's like, man, now I need to go find the book or the short story it was based on.
Mm-hmm.
So I can...
I want to watch it. It's like Anakin Skywalker versus Mace Windu.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
With white hair.
With white hair. Oh, yeah.
So.
Okay, I'll check it out. Yeah, this time he's got hair.
Yeah, so...
They both have short hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to watch that. Okay, so, we're running on almost half hour or something like that.
So,
I guess we can, what else do you have?
So, anyway, I highly recommend going and seeing Jumper. It was pretty good.
Okay. So, okay, we're going to do some shout-outs now. Probably we can, we're supposed to talk about Blu-ray just really quick. Really quick.
I thought that was you in Waynesdale.
Oh, no, it's okay. Okay, Blu-ray's dead. And HD-DVD is... HD-DVD is dead and Blu-ray is in. And, it's supposed to be part of Netflix because Netflix is now doing Blu-rays.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So, I was thinking if the Blu-ray comes out in Xbox 360, maybe I would. Because right now, Xbox 360 has HD-DVD. As far as I know, that's what I remember. But since... Toshiba, Samsung, I don't know. They're quitting.
But I doubt that'll happen because Microsoft is not going to buy a Sony product.
That's right. Okay. So what HD? What HD content can Xbox now have?
I have no idea.
What's he going to do? Is he going to stick with HD-DVD?
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys may not know. It's just that. It's a big thing. I was in San Francisco and this came out. This news came out that Blu-ray has won the HD battle. Hi, Jerry.
Okay. Everybody say hello to Jerry. Wave at Jerry.
Okay. Where's my picture? I forgot.
Where's my picture?
I'm supposed to send it to you. So. Okay.
There's your reminder.
All right. Okay. That was. Oh, okay. Anyway, so yeah, I'll send him a picture for that. Anyway, what else? Blu-ray. Are you going to buy a Blu-ray player now? Now that you know? Because that's what's stopping people.
I have a dishwasher to buy.
Oh, okay. So
that's
no Blu-ray.
So, and you know what? I got high definition TV, so I ain't too worried about no Blu-ray disc right now.
That's right. Everything's going digital anyway, so
yeah.
No need for a player. But it would be good to have that. Probably in the future, very far future, I'd like to have a Blu-ray writer. So I can, you know, back up back up the show.
Yeah.
Back up the, all the audio and all the videos that I do. So it would be a good. How many is this? 25 gigabytes, something like that?
I have no idea. I know nothing about it. Absolutely nothing.
But anyway, what do you guys think? Blu-ray. Because Wayne and I have a plan about some picture on Blu-ray. Anyway, so that's it. I just wanted to mention about Blu-ray. So, we'll do some shout-outs.
I got a shout-out for Carl. Hey, Carl.
Oh, Carl from where? Which city? You don't know which city?
I know he's in California.
Oh, he's in California? Okay.
I want to say Long Beach, but I might be wrong.
Oh, okay.
I might be getting confused. But he's been chatting with me, so.
Yeah.
He gave me a hard time because I said Asians were silly.
Oh, that's
cute,
right.
But silly.
Cute but silly. Sometimes, yeah. I guess. No, yeah. They're not. Some are. Anyway, shout out to Alan from Dallas. He sent an email. He said he's catching up on our podcast. He's wants to let us know that he's a chaser.
You're going to be at TBRU? I'll be at TBRU.
You'll come see me at TBRU.
Come see me at TBRU.
Okay. Well, he's got a house bear already for 11 years. So congratulations, 11 years. Wow. So, yeah, he lives in Dallas.
You don't have to bring him to TBRU. Unfortunately, I have to bring mine. I'm making him pay for it all. So
okay.
Got to bring him.
So, Alan, beware. Guard your bear. Or we can exchange. You can have Alan. Alan can have his husband.
There you go.
Okay, there you go. Okay. Okay, so the next one, John from Vermont. Yeah, so he's having problems with his iPod Touch. I have an iPod Touch myself, too, so...
I have something you can touch.
Oh, really? Okay. And John says, Ray, of course. Ray here is a great addition to the show, so thanks, John, for the compliment.
See, John, I like you already.
Yeah, okay. So, okay, we're going to close the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And
look, it's the Wayne.
It's the Wayne.
From the Chaser Wayne. Show, Wayne.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay. Okay, we're lining up. We're lining up. Okay, we're going to hurry up and eat something.
Did you hear that, bitch? Oh, my God, it's Alpha Bear.
Okay, Alpha Bear. Okay, thank you guys for listening. And you can send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and you can send your send your voicemails, 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Also, visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com. And subscribe by iTunes, and please leave your comments on the website or on iTunes. Yeah, right, okay. And yeah, that's it. If you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Okay, it's time to eat, all right?
All right, let's go eat.
Okay, let's go.
Later, guys.
Bye. Many moves in, many hugs.